Chapter 8, Discussion.
Ah, there!
Twilight cried, dumping a stack of books in front of Rainbow Dash. Pegasus jumped at the clatter and Twilight barely concealed a smirk.
Every other hint of the elements of harmony, all for your reading pleasure.
What happened?
Rainbow asked, rubbing her face and blinking up at Twilight. Twilight rolled her eyes.
I can't believe you fell asleep. You're the one that wanted to find out where these stupid elements are.
Hey, I've had a rough day,
Rainbow defended.
Rough couple of days. Plus, we've been searching this library for hours.
5 hours and 26 minutes, to be exact.
Twilight retorted. Though she still thought the elements of harmony were a dead end, Twilight couldn't help but be impressed by Rainbow's persistence. Everyone else had helped search through the underground library at first, but ponies slowly trickled out to sleep or do other tasks in the rebellion. Eventually, it had come down to Twilight and the stubborn Pegasus. Twilight almost admired her for her sheer determination. Almost.
Exactly,
Rainbow said.
A pony gets sleepy after 5 hours in a quiet library with only a little dragon to keep her company.
She whipped her head around with a frown, her ears flicking back and forth.
Actually, where is your dragon?
Spike,
Twilight punctured the name with a scowl,
went back to his mother half an hour ago. He wanted to stay, but he's a growing boy that needs his sleep.
Rainbow's mouth opened and closed like a fish.
He has a mom? I thought he was yours.
Twilight raised a brow at that.
As amusing as me owning my own dragon would be,
Twilight snarked with an eye roll.
No, Spike has a mother. Adopted, perhaps, but still a mother. He was one of those orphan dragons sent to Canterlot to be born.
Rainbow blinked owlishly at her. Twilight sighed.
Of course you don't know about that. All right, listen. Dragon eggs need magic to be born. Egg without mama means no magic. Celestia gives eggs, she finds magic, and sends them back to the Dragon Kingdom. With me?
Rainbow frowned at her not-so-subtle insult.
I'm not stupid, you know. You don't have to act like I'm three.
Well, you think I could be an alicorn and that nightmare moon can be defeated with glowing rocks. So, yes, I do think you are stupid, or at least completely crazy.
Hey!
Rainbow snapped, standing up.
At least I'm actually trying to stop her.
Twilight rolled her eyes.
Oh, yes. Now that showing your belly won't work, you've decided to go out with style. Is that it?
Rainbow hesitated at that, her gaze going to her hooves, and Twilight felt the cold chill of being right seep down her spine.
I at least would hope you didn't have to drag innocent ponies down with you.
Rainbow shook her head.
That's not... I didn't... Look, at least I'm not pretending to be some big hero while just sitting in a cave doing paperwork.
Twilight ground her teeth.
I'm not trying to be a hero. I'm just trying to help. How do you not understand that if we make a big spectacle, we'll all get killed?
Who's the lapdog now?
Rainbow snapped.
You're doing exactly what Nightmare wants by giving in to fear.
Twilight's forehead itched as her eye twitched.
Excuse me? I've done everything I can to oppose her. I'm trying to help ponies here.
By locking them away!
Rainbow yelled, throwing her hooves up.
By making them cower in fear and then hiding in your cave. Oh yeah, you're totally helping ponies. Heck, you're helping just as much as Mooney is.
How dare you!
Twilight seethed.
I have built my whole life on keeping ponies safe. I have done everything I can to build something here, and I am not just going to let some half-witted nightyard with a two-bit plan come and tear down the only good I've ever done in my life!
Rainbow Dash's jaw dropped in almost perfect sync with Twilight's raising headache. What started out as a dull throb now seemed to be the equivalent of someone trying to force a spear into her cranium. Or yank something out. Twilight realized that Dash's eyes were trained not on her own, but on the giant ball of energy hovering over Twilight's head, and pointed straight at the Pegasus only moments before it was too late.
No!
Twilight yelled, jerking her horn up just as the pulsating sphere of raw magic ripped itself from her horn and flew across the room. The unicorn had just enough time to dive under the table before the energy ball collided with the wall and sent an avalanche of books crashing to the floor. After waiting a few 10 seconds to make sure no other books were going to tumble onto her head, Twilight took to the task of climbing out of the sea of literature she had created. She felt a pang of grief as she pushed aside a few blackened books. It made copies of all of them for this reason, but it still hurt to see books destroyed because of her. But these were just books. It would have been terrible if her magic had actually hit Rainbow Dash. But she could still be in danger. Twilight climbed to the surface in a flurry of hooves and swept her gaze about the landslide of books, searching for blue. Except that the entire library was just shades of blue and purple.
Rainbow!
Twilight cried instead. She could be unconscious, suffocating in the pile of books, and it would have all been Twilight's...
ink in my mouth.
Twilight felt herself relax as the Pegasus sputtered her way to the surface.
Rainbow Dash, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to attack you like that. Sometimes my magic is terrible, and what are you talking about? That was awesome!
Twilight did a double take at the grinning Pegasus.
What?
What? You don't think you're alicorn material?
Rainbow crowed, diving back into the books and resurfacing closer to Twilight.
That was some wicked magic right there, and trust me when I say I've seen some wicked magic.
Twilight gawked.
What? How can you be smiling? You could have just been seriously hurt.
Rainbow snorted.
Please, you don't spend years around a crazy goddess and not know how to duck magic blasts or heavy debris. You know, you're way cooler than I first thought, Egghead.
The Pegasus lightly punched Twilight in the shoulder with a friendly smile.
Cool?
Twilight sputtered.
Why are you acting like this? We were fighting just moments ago and I almost blew your head off!
Rainbow shrugged casually.
Yeah? But now we got all that off our chests. Don't you feel better? Less angry?
Twilight stopped. She did feel less angry. Flabbergasted? Yes. Exhausted? Extremely. But she wasn't as mad at the other pony as she had been.
How did you get to be so smart?
Rainbow rolled her eyes and leaned back with her hooves behind her head.
Boredom, mostly. I read when there's nothing better to do.
I'm sorry.
Twilight blurted, prompting a raised eyebrow from Rainbow.
I do still think you're crazy, and even now I don't really trust you.
She took a deep breath and lowered her head.
But I shouldn't have started attacking you when we met, and I certainly don't want to see you hurt because of me. So, I'm sorry.
Rainbow smirked.
You know, that's super mature of you. I'm so proud you're growing up from the raging unicorn I first met. Who knew one day stuck in a library could completely 180 someone?
Twilight couldn't hold back her own tiny smile. Pegasus was nice, in a very odd way.
Oh, har har. You know, to be fair, you did start raging first.
Rainbow frowned.
Well, yeah, but you were scaring Pinky. I had to do something.
Twilight's mouth fell open.
Scare Pinkamina?
She squawked.
Do you have any idea who that pony is?
Well,
Rainbow replied, but Twilight just talked over her.
She's a warrior, a legend, one of the few ponies while everyone else was running around like chickens with their heads cut off, who actually took a stand against the nightmare. Do you know the implications of her being alive? Somehow she escaped before she was killed. She escaped Nightmare Moon. I bet she spent the last 2 years planning on reuniting with her sisters and— Stop!
A blue hoof cut off Twilight's rant as it shoved itself into her mouth.
Just stop, okay?
Twilight hadn't noticed it before, but Rainbow now looked pained, uncomfortable, and perhaps even sad.
Pinky may have been like those stories in the past, but right now, she's the exact opposite of what you're describing.
You want to know where she's been the past 2 years? She's been sitting in Nightmare's Castle, serving drinks to jerks and spitting puns at me.
Twilight tried to protest around the hoof in her mouth.
You want to know how she survived?
Rainbow continued.
Same as everyone else. She kept her head down. Look, Twilight, I don't want to be your enemy, but you have to realize we're all in the same boat. No pony's better off or worse off than each other, understand?
Twilight nodded and Rainbow removed her hoof and clambered to a standing position with a grimace.
Should probably clean this place up and get back to looking, huh? I still think you're crazy,
Twilight whispered.
But I can respect your kind of crazy.
Rarity awoke to crying. It was something she was used to doing, and it almost was the same air one would awake for work. Sweetie Belle would always wake up without fail at least once with some terrible nightmare during her week-long visit with Rarity. But Rarity wasn't at home, and Sweetie was still safely visiting the Minotaur Kingdom, Minos, with her parents. That meant some other pony was in need of comfort. Though she could feel her body protesting, Rarity clambered out of bed and to her hooves. The room she was in was small. Evidently, it was all the rebels had available on such short notice, but managed to accommodate 3 beds at once. Rainbow Dash, bed pushed against the far wall, had not stirred from the crying or Rarity's movements. Driven by a passion Rarity had not seen before, the Pegasus had been scouring the library for who knows how long. Rarity had expected she would sleep for hours yet, if given the chance. The other bed, unlike Rainbow's motionless sleep, was shuddering with movement. The sheets churned and the bed creaked, and every so often, the silence was punctured by a whimper or a sob. Rarity's heart clenched at the sound. While Rainbow had been reading, Pinky had taken the opportunity to tell Rarity, well, everything. She would have never guessed such horrible things had happened to her sweet friend and shuddered at what nightmares the poor filly's memories could conjure. With little hesitation, she moved over to the other bed and gently prodded her friend.
Pinky? Pinky, darling, wake up. You're having a nightmare.
Pinky's eyes snapped open, and Rarity saw 2 panicked blue eyes before a pink hoof connected with her cheek. Rarity stumbled back and fell to the ground with a thud as her vision swam. A panicked squeak and another thud echoed around the room as Pinky fell off the bed and joined Rarity on the floor.
What's happening?
Rainbow mumbled from her bed. Rarity rubbed the stars out of her eyes and looked around. Rainbow was sitting up on her bed, hoof on the light switch and squinting at them through the harsh light. Pinky was staring at Rarity with horror-stricken expression on her face. Her hooves were clamped shakily on her mouth, and tears leaked gently from her glassy sapphire irises.
Rarity, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Rainbow brought a hoof to her throbbing face and gently touched her cheek. She winced in pain when she made contact, and Pinky let out a small whine and covered her eyes. Rarity's hoof trembled as she brought it back down.
Is there a bruise? Is my face bruised?
Pinky shrunk even further down and Rainbow clambered off her bed.
Hey, she didn't mean it, Rarity. It was just an accident.
Rarity waved away her words and her shoulders rose and fell. Her soft, airy breath was the only sound in the now dead, silent room. Then, the giggles started to escape the unicorn, and soon she was laughing full out. Both Rainbow Dash and Pinky stepped back as Rarity fell on the floor in a fit of loud laughter.
I have a bruise,
she giggled.
I have a bruise on my cheek. Dashy,
Pinky whispered.
I think I broke Rarity.
No,
Rarity interrupted, rising back into a sitting position.
I'm part of the club now, darling. We all have bruises on our cheeks. We're like a terrible 3-pony gang.
Remadash leaned against the wall and let out a snort as Rarity descended back into giggles.
Seriously, Rares?
She muttered, touching her own fading bruise.
I had this whole revenge plan going to get you back for that faceplant and my bruise, and you just...
She gestured her hoof vaguely.
Just up and ruined it by being nice.
She sat down and snickered.
So lame, Rares. So lame.
Rarity smirked back at her and coyly tossed her mane.
Well, you did indirectly paint me green, darling. I don't think you really deserve to retaliate again.
Rainbow stuck out her tongue.
So you're all right then?
Pinky asked. The panic had drained from her face at her friends teasing each other, but she still shifted nervously on her hooves.
Because I really, really didn't mean to hit you.
Of course not, darling,
Rarity dismissed.
Really, it was about time I joined in on our matching beauty marks.
Her tone lost its playfulness as she studied her pink friend.
But what of you, dear? You seem to have been having a terrible nightmare. Are you all right?
Pinky stared at her hooves.
I'm okay. It was just... I was just...
Her stuttered reply was cut off as Rainbow Dash wrapped her hooves and wings around her in a tight hug.
All right, I cannot deal with sad friends this early in the morning. Everything's fine and we're going to kick Nightmare's butt. Cool?
Pinky nodded as best she could.
Cool.
Rainbow turned her head to Rarity.
Now get in here, Rares. This is a serious group hug and it needs more hugs.
With a soft smile, Rarity complied. The three stayed interlocked for a time before a loud rumble interrupted the soft silence. Rainbow Dash blushed.
All right. Mushy time's over. I need some breakfast pronto.
Applejack shoved another spoonful of tasteless, rationed food into her mouth. She sat with her siblings in the nearly empty food hall. Apparently, Rainbow Dash and Twilight had found something important in their studies last night, and a meeting to determine how they would attack Nightmare Moon would happen in just over an hour. The cafeteria door opened and Applejack chomped down on another bit of breakfast. Rainbow Dash and her friends entered, laughing and chatting with one another. They looked so darn happy and carefree, even though Rarity, who Applejack apparently had known as a filly, was now sporting a large bruise that hadn't been there the night before. The three got their breakfast, and Applejack suppressed a groan as they made their way over to the Apple's table. Pinkie Pie didn't wait for an invitation and sat down next to Apple Bloom, and the two immediately jumped into a conversation. Rainbow, meanwhile, sat next to them. Before Applejack could protest, however, Rarity took the seat next to her and started talking.
Applejack, darling, I'm so sorry our conversation was cut short yesterday. There was a lot going on, you understand.
Of course, Applejack grunted, keeping an eye on her sister and listening to the unicorn with half an ear.
So, how exactly has life been since elementary school?
Fine. Planting crops, working hard, adjusting to life under a tyrant.
Applejack cast a particularly hard glare across the table as she said the last bit.
Isn't that the truth?
Rainbow interjected around her food.
I mean, I don't think we have a chance of changing that, though.
Uh-huh, Applejack drawled, barely glancing at the Pegasus. Rarity silently regarded Applejack for a few moments and then loudly cleared her throat.
Rainbow, darling, didn't you need to go talk to Twilight with Pinky?
Oh, yeah.
Rainbow nodded, looking up from her meal.
I needed to go over some things we found last night, and I wanted Pinky and her to actually meet on slightly better terms.
She then dug back into her food. Rarity's smile stretched.
Don't you think you should go do that now, darling?
Rainbow frowned.
But breakfast!
Rarity shot her a look, and the Pegasus pushed the dish away with a grumble.
Right, going to talk to Twilight. Come on, Pinky.
Can I come?
Apple Bloom asked. Applejack opened her mouth, but Rarity beat her to the punch.
Of course, darling. You can show them the way. You probably know your way around here very well, don't you?
Apple Bloom stared up at her.
Sure, I guess.
Applejack tried to stand up, but Rarity pressed firmly on her hind leg, keeping her seated.
Big Mac, can you be out here and run along with them, please?
Applejack locked eyes with her brother, and he nodded before he, too, stood up and followed the others out the door. Once they were alone, Applejack turned to Rarity.
You got something on your mind, sugar?
Actually, yes,
Rarity said with a smile.
Why were you shooting death glares at my friend?
Applejack turned away.
I was doing no such thing. Darling, you're as subtle as a yak and an equally bad liar. Remo told me you were all for our idea until you actually got here. What changed?
Applejack clenched her jaw.
She didn't... No pony told me Pinky led the first rebellion.
Rarity raised an eyebrow.
And? It seems here that's a big thing to be celebrated.
Applejack snorted in return.
Twi's got this stupid hero worship thing going on. I'm pretty sure she's memorized some of those speeches even, and Shannon's a soldier through and through. He'll respect any pony that he's served under.
All right then,
Rarity said, nodding.
But then what makes her past so off-putting to you?
After the rebellion was when things started getting worse,
Applejack muttered. Rarity blinked.
Call me crazy, darling, but I'm pretty sure Nightmare Moon was in charge long before that.
But she wasn't as bad, Applejack snapped back. Sure, the Eternal Night thing wasn't any nicer than a fox in a chicken coop, but it was only after that disaster that she started demanding more than we could handle and harassing our children. If they would have just left well enough alone, everything would have been all right.
Darling,
Rarity said calmly,
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you are in a rebellion at this very moment.
Applejack snorted a laugh devoid of humor.
That's because there ain't no other choice. We're going from bad to worse, and I have to do something to protect my loved ones. It's the only thing left to do.
Applejack.
Rarity squeezed her hoof and gave the Earth Pony a very long look, not breaking eye contact even as Applejack turned her glare on her.
I understand that you want to blame someone for your troubles, and your accusations might even be true, but please don't let your feelings get in the way.
Applejack stared as the unicorn got up and began to walk away, seemingly ending the conversation.
Get in the way of what, exactly?
Rarity stopped but didn't turn around.
In the world we live in, ponies always appear to be untrustworthy and a threat to our delicate lives. I understand that. Every pony understands that. But if you, perhaps, drop the walls you so carefully built and actually trust some pony, trust them almost completely, you'll find that they are so much better than they first appear.
She turned her head just enough to give Applejack a coy smile.
I think you should trust me on this one, darling.